gold. Again, a record fourth for Ireland at a single Olympic Games, a record second for Kelly Harrington, our greatest ever Olympic boxer, on centre court at Roland Garros last night. Des Cahill is in Paris this morning. What a night, Des.
Yeah, I presume you stayed up and watched it, did you? It was hard not to see it.
Absolutely. Right into the late, right into the early hours.
Well, that was the point. And we're an hour ahead. So it was very late over here. But you mentioned the venue, and I think that was significant in terms of the atmosphere and the noise. It was incredible, the roof on the tennis court. 15,000 in there. At ringside, down low, it looks like there's all these little strange boxes where there's two or four people sitting in them, and it looks like this spacious. But they're packed in up under the roof, packed in. And it was green and white everywhere, mainly because there was a Mexican winner and an Algerian winner earlier, which gave this impression as I walked in. God, it's all Irish. But there was a massive Irish crowd there. And the tension beforehand and then the joy afterwards. And we even had this bizarre ending to the night, Gavin, where the doormen were going around trying to get everyone out. It was just the Irish left. Come on, lads, have you no home to go to, kind of stuff. And Kelly is standing with the coaches outside the ring singing to them. She sang Grace. It was an incredible sight and just summed up a remarkable night, especially for the thousands of fans who had travelled. Many of them failed to get a ticket for the night. Some were waiting outside. But even inside, we had thousands of fans from the UK, all over Europe, and of course from Ireland, and including those, and some of the loudest supporters she had were her fellow Irish boxing teammates. Here's Jack Marley and Dean Clancy beforehand.
Me and you were walking up here, it's all Irish fans, just insane.
Yeah, we stopped like 10 times by people just we know, nuts, and
like,
just
like,
it's like just walking down Grafton Street, just not seeing
just
everyone
crazy,
you know. Like.
Crazy, but like off flags everywhere, it's fantastic. It's honestly, she deserves all the support.
She does, doesn't she? Because I think Kelly has probably long since been that quintessential Irish girl. People just love her, don't they?
Kelly has been, like, and even though all the pressure was on Kelly, she's still been the most amazing Kelly she's ever been. And like you'll see that tonight, like she's just been exceptional in the ring. She's just been enjoying her boxing. She's special. Just if that's my last words, Kelly Harrington is special. Yeah.
Why is she so special, guys?
She goes out there and she enjoys herself, right. And she's humble and she just enjoys it all.
Is she gonna win gold tonight? That's the big question.
I know she will.
Kelly Harrington is absolutely exceptional, and if she enjoys herself in there tonight, the world's her oyster.
She goes out there and enjoys herself. She stays focused. I full belief.
Come on, Kelly!
Come on, Kelly!
Ireland have had a wonderful Olympic Games so far, and regardless of the outcome at Roland Garros, it's a terrific night for Kelly Harrington. But boy, we dearly want to turn silver into gold. And there's a huge Irish support inside this famous venue, Roland Garros. And out she comes. Lots of spectators, lots of GAA colours dotted right around Roland Garros. Loads of tricolours, loads of support. Now can Kelly Harrington deliver gold yet again for Ireland? Yang Wenlu trying to take it once again to Kelly Harrington, but Kelly Harrington is boxing smartly, trying to close out the deal here, looking for back-to-back gold medals. Not too far away now. Last 20-odd seconds at Roland Garros. On the massive Irish crowd, ready to raise the rafters. Kelly Harrington puts up her guard, her defensive guard, just to see it out. Yang Wenlu trying to work something. Both boxers exchanging blows in the centre of the ring, but Kelly Harrington continues to press on. Oh, what a good right hand from Kelly Harrington. And the bell sounds for the end of the third round. And Kelly Harrington salutes the Irish crowd inside Roland Garros. Oh, it's a tremendous performance from Kelly Harrington. She salutes the crowd. She walks around the ring. And Yang Wenlu at the other corner looks a little befuddled at the moment. We're just seconds away from getting the judges' scorecards. Zorantia and Damien Kennedy, certainly Damien Kennedy, with a big smile on his face. Zorantia looks pretty happy as well. And in a few moments' time, the referee, Jeffrey Verhoeven, will raise either the arm of Kelly Harrington or Yang Wenlu aloft. But I think the Irish crowd know what's coming here very, very shortly. Marvellous atmosphere inside Roland Garros. And here we go.
The winner of all points by split decision. Gold medalist and Olympic champion.
Victorieuse au point par décision partagée. Remporte la médaille d'or devenant championne olympique.
In blue.
glorious gold yet again for Ireland's golden girl. Classy Kelly Harrington has created Irish sporting history. Back-to-back gold medals, gold in Tokyo, and now gold in Paris 2024. It is a monumental achievement by Kelly Harrington. She darts over to the corner, embraces Damien Kennedy and Zora Antia. Oh, they'll be singing and dancing in Portland Road tonight. And I'm sure those watching nearby on the big screens at Diamond Park are savouring the moment, as is all of Ireland. This magical, magical moment. She looks to the roof at Roland Garros, almost in disbelief. What a scene.
So this is my great team of coaches here. My great team of high-performance coaches. And then we have Noel over here, who is also my coach and one of my best friends. And I didn't think he was going to be here today. And it's just the best surprise.
You did it, champ. What does it mean?
It just gives hope. See all these young kids, all these teenagers. It gives hope to them. It gives hope to the people of Ireland. That's what it means. But this one was for me.
You were in total control again, Kelly. What was the plan?
Happy, just to be happy. Just to smile, be happy, enjoy it. It's the last hurrah. I'm done. I've always said I want to retire a champion. That's it.
And you've retired a two-time champion.
Let me just say it once again. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Good night, Irene.
Kelly, go and collect a gold medal.
Thank you.
She loves saying that, doesn't she?
That lovely image, Des, of her dancing alone in the middle of the ring.
When the music was played there at the end of the commentary, that's exactly what came into my head as well. And I started smiling here. She danced nonstop. It was some crack. And then Zora goes in and does that jig with her, which will definitely get him a spot in Dancing with the Stars in January, I have no doubt. But it was interesting. There's a beautiful interview coming up a little later on with Kelly's two brothers. Very emotional interview. We'll hear that later. But Kelly talked there about the family, the community. I know you're going to have more from Dublin One. She talked about her wife, Mandy, and particularly the coaching team, Zor and his Irish coaching team. And the high-performance coach, Damien Kennedy. And he gives us a good insight into Kelly and what she's achieved.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. She just created history. Twice Olympic gold medalist. It's just a huge night for Irish boxing. It's a huge night for Irish sport. It's a huge night for every kid that steps into a boxing club in Ireland. I mean, she's a true influential character. Absolute pleasure to be around. And I mean, every kid in working class area in Ireland, north, south, east and west, that aspires to be great needs to take a look at Kelly Harrington. She's a phenomenal human being, first and foremost, and what a talent.
She continued tonight where she has been all week. She has controlled and been in control, and right from the off this evening she was not necessarily on the front foot, but she was bossing proceedings.
If you look at Kelly's four bouts, they were all completely different. I mean, the first bout, everything was off her jab. And the second bout, everything had to be off her backhand. And the third bout with Beatrice, she wasn't to get greedy. And that bout tonight was just a masterclass of switch hitting. Her attacks were ferocious. Her counter-attacks were punch perfect. I mean, she was so elusive at times in there. And the thing that really stood out for me was Kelly's enjoyed every last moment of every bout that she's had since she's came here. She's just got better and better. I told her, we were in the CC last year, and I told her, I'm not sure why she took this one or not, but I told her she was like a bottle of red wine. And she's getting better with age. So, and I think that's very true. She was just phenomenal. She was absolutely, like, that's the best I've seen her. I mean, against Beatrice in the final of Rio, sorry, Tokyo. She was good, but I mean, she was just classy. She was just head and shoulders above everybody else.
That's Damien Kennedy, Gavin, the coach, and summing her up well. It was great, and we've lots more to bring you from here later on the boxing. But there was, as you saw, other stuff last night, wasn't there?
Yes, Cole Hawker. Tell us about what happened in the 1500 metres.
Well, if the boxing hadn't happened, we would be absolutely talking about this. This was the most hyped race in advance, I think, on the track. The stars of middle distance, the Olympic champion Jakob Ingebrigtsen of Norway against world champion Josh Kerr of Great Britain. And both men have made it clear, Gavin, they don't like each other, and that made it a compelling build-up and a compelling race. It gripped everyone, and even Steve Cram, the former Olympic champion, said the two of them tried to destroy each other, and by destroying each other, Cole Hocker stepped up. And who's Cole Hocker? Well, he's a ponytailed American who no one fancied at all. And he caused a massive surprise by, as the two lads focused on each other, he nipped in and won it in a new Olympic record time of 3 minutes 27.65. And it was a massive personal best by more than 3 seconds. So nobody expected that. And what I found extraordinary, Gavin, was what Ingebrigtsen ended up without a medal, finishing fourth. And he said, I opened with a 54-second lap. It wasn't the plan. It was at least 2 seconds too fast. I was thinking about slowing down, but the next lap was almost the same speed. I ruined it for myself by going way too hard. It was a remarkable race and remarkable rivalry. And then we had the American Gabby Thompson winning the 200 metres gold. A dominant performance for her, denying the silver medalist Julian Alfred a sprint double. So there was all of that drama. It's all kind of lost in Kelly's success. But just in case, now that we are all adrenaline junkies in Ireland, we have Rashida Adeleke going into 400 metre semi-final tonight. So that'll keep us going later, but we can chat about that as the programme goes on.
Looking forward to it. If anybody missed the end of that race, the 1500 metres, you can watch it back on the RTE app or indeed on the RTE website. Des, thank you for that. More Olympics coverage starting at 9 here on RTE2 television.